Welcome, Run.
Morning,
where have
Kathy.
You been? We have been missing you. I mean, Jay and Adam are very, very nice. Dumb channel, that. Watch channel. I love the stories, you know. But where have you been?
Yeah, I've been MIA, completely MIA. I've been not.
It's nice that you're back.
Yeah, thank you. I've been under the weather, and yeah, I'm happy to be back. Been great.
Well, welcome.
Thank
Listen,
you.
Listen, that diamond giveaway was awesome.
Yeah, I heard the show was fantastic. I mean, there was a great build-up to it.
She said she couldn't stop screaming.
Yeah.
And she just got engaged, and it just wonderful.
Oh, my God, that diamond is so beautiful. Did you see the diamond?
I did not see the diamond.
Pity. It sparkled like a Christmas tree. It really sparkled. It really, really
so
sparkled.
So there was no fire?
There was a huge amount of fire. The fire was burning out of the diamond. There was so much fire going on.
That's why they didn't show it to you, Kathy, because if there was a fire in it, then you know it's yours.
Exactly.
No, that diamond was beautifully cut, and that's what makes such a diamond so beautiful. It's the way
it's
the diamond.
Different facets.
Yeah, it's the way the diamond is cut. It brings out that beautiful fire in it. Really, it does. So your client, well, the high listener must be over the moon. She really wanted.
Oh no, she really was. She said that she heard her name and she couldn't stop screaming.
Yeah, we love that reaction, by the way, from people, because you can get a winner who's actually, oh, thank you so much. You know.
Yeah, we don't do collat here on Chai FM. All right, Ran, I want to talk to you about something that's been—it's really in the public domain now. Carte Blanche did an expose on it, and this is about people who invest in coins, whether they are gold coins, whether they are specially minted 5 rand coins. We've spoken about it before. So when I saw the story, I was like, but why are people expecting more back from it? When you sell a Kruger Rand, when you sell whatever it is, you're only going to get paid the current market value for the gold. I mean, that's what you taught me, right?
Well, yes and no. So there are coin sets that are great investments, and that's what I want to talk about this morning, to differentiate between the two, because you get the reason why this whole thing's come to light with Scoin and SA Gold Coin Exchange is because
there's others. I mean, yesterday we had a show, Chad Thomas did one, and there's a lot of coin shops that are actually doing exactly the same sort of thing.
But the difference is that these guys are, when you're purchasing from them, the way they catch you is they give you a buyback guarantee.
Yeah.
And that's why this whole thing's come to light, is because when you walk into a coin shop and you invest in a coin set, their sales pitch is, well, today it's worth 10,000 rand. We guarantee you in 5 years' time, we'll buy it back from you at 50% premium. That's their sales pitch. And people buy. A lot of people invest in these coin sets on those terms and conditions. So when 5 years are up, or even close to 5 years, or even over 5 years, when they come back to them and say, okay, well, I want to redeem what you guys promised me at the point of sale, their 99% of their response is, well, we're not buying at the moment. We've got too much stock. But then they give them a more frustrating thing, saying, well, your coin set's actually worth more than 50% from the time you purchased. It's worth 80% now, but we're not buying. You know, so.
Wow.
So guys are infuriated, and unfortunately, it's come to the forum now where people are taking legal action. There's been Facebook pages being created regarding this, because it's fraud, really. You're enticing somebody to buy something on the condition that you're going to buy it back. And that is a serious, serious issue. And that's why I wanted to educate your listeners today a little bit on how to determine what is a good and a bad coin investment. So first of all, always stay clear of any coins that are minted outside of the borders of South Africa. What I mean by that is always only buy coins that are minted from the SA Mint. The reason why I say that is because there's a lot of duplicate coin sets that are minted from Norway. And SA Coin and Scoin, SA Gold Coin Exchange, have been selling these coins that are minted from Norway, trying to duplicate the SA Mint coin sets, thinking people that buy the Mint of Norway coins, thinking they are the same value as buying it from the SA Mint, which they are not. That's the first thing. So stay away from any coins that are minted outside the borders of South Africa.
I thought the whole thing was because of the Nobel Institute.
No, that's got nothing to do with the Nobel Institute. It's got to do with coin collectors, supply and demand. And coin collectors will never generally buy any coin sets outside the borders of the country that they are within. So in South Africa, they would only buy SA Mint coins. That's the first thing. Second thing is any coin that is manufactured or is produced over 200, in other words, over 200 of them are minted. They are no, there's no other premium to it except the gold value. I'll repeat, any coin set that is minted over 200, there is no premium on that coin set except gold value. Even though, and I'm talking about the Natura series coin sets, which are the animals. The Natura are the animals. You get the rhino, the elephant, the lion, five. The cheetah. Yeah, the big five. You know, those are called Natura sets. Now, there are premiums on them if there are 200 or less minted. And the white rhino set, there's a massive amount of demand for that. Don't know why. I think there's a rarity in the market for it. But the white rhino five coin set, there's a huge demand for that. Besides that, any coin set that's minted over 200, there's no other.
How do you know?
It says in the little booklet when you buy it, it says 2,000 pieces minted, 5,000 pieces minted.
And that will come from the South African Mint.
All coin sets come with that little brifka inside the coin set.
Right. If you've got any questions, any comments, then I'm inviting you to join the conversation. 34519, that's the text line. You can also WhatsApp on 062-148-2374. We're talking about coins. We're talking about coins as investments.
And I wanted to add to that, when you buy the coin sets from SA Mint or the coin companies, they always try to sell you a wonderful story of how an amazing investment it is. And over time, not just coin, SA Gold coin, to their defense, it's mostly coin companies would like to sell you a story, you know, and the bottom line is I would strongly suggest that you guys do massive amount of research on the internet before buying any coins from here on in, because there's a lot of guys that will, you know, they'll proof their coins. In other words, they'll wrap it in plastic and tell you it's uncirculated, it's untouched, hence it's a huge premium on them because it's uncirculated. And it's a lot of nonsense at the end of the day. There are only a handful of coins that have a premium on it, and they grow exponentially each year. And as I said, 200 or less.
What happens with coins that are actual currency? So like 5 rand coins that were specially minted. Because I was listening yesterday, and apparently there's another coin business that had minted special 5 rand coins with Nelson Mandela's face on.
Well, that's the other scam involved in this whole 5 rand Mandela coin, where people, I mean, I can't even tell you the horror stories I've seen at Gold Capital, where people have spent... one lady about 3 months ago came to us with 3 5 rand Mandela coins, and she showed me the invoice that it was proofed. She had spent 30,000 rand per 5 rand coin. So in total, her spend was 90,000 rand, and she got
15 rand,
5 rand Mandela coin. It was proofed. They sold it to her 30,000 rand.
And what is that coin actually worth?
5 rand.
5 rand.
5 rand. And they told her that there was a limited amount of these coins minted with these dates, with uncirculated. They sold her a story. She bought one. She was so amped. She went back the next day and bought another and another. So it wasn't like an impulsive. She bought 3 in a row. She bought the first one, went home, thought about it, went back and bought the two the following day. And when I told her the truth, she actually was in tears. She came with her husband. Husband walked out of the booth at Gold Capital, was so irate at the fact that she got handled. But you know, the truth of the matter is, if you do your research on the internet, it's in black and white for you to read that 99% of all 5 rand Mandela coins are worth 5 rand.
Aren't there coins in circulation that are valuable?
Well,
you know, that they were. You know, for example, the old 50-cent coin minted in 1923 between March and April.
So
do you know what I mean? Do we ever have things like that?
We do, but not circulated, uncirculated coins. And what happens with uncirculated coins, they get sent to a coin dealer who grades your coins for you. And if he grades it in a certain level, then your coins are valuable to a point. But you're not going to become a millionaire, or, you know, your coins are not worth hundreds of thousands of rands. It just, it depends on what supply and demand are, what coin dealers are looking for. But generally, mostly gold coins, uncirculated gold, like the Kruger Pont that we had the competition about.
Just remind me what a pont is again.
So a pont is in the old days, instead of, you know, trading with whatever they used to trade in those days, they created this gold coin and called Kruger Pont. And what that was is they minted it and they could buy stuff with it. But that was before the turning of the 19th century. And, so people would use these coins to trade with. Now, what makes these coins so rare is they only minted a limited amount, and there aren't many in circulation. And if you get a really rare one, which makes it uncirculated and proofed, it could be worth millions. And it's a tiny gold coin.
Ryan, if somebody's got Kruger Rands now,
yeah,
and then perhaps hearing about coins and they're getting nervous about it, you know, where do they sell these coins if they do want to sell them? Or is it a better investment if they are proper Kruger Rands to hold on to them?
I've always said from the beginning when we started this whole campaign with Gold Capital is that personally, if I had money to put away, I would definitely turn that money into Kruger Rands and put them away. We call the old saying the rainy day, but the rainy day between 5 to 10 years, you're guaranteed of making your money back plus at least doubling it.
Really?
Yeah, over a period of 5 to 10 years. Historically, in the last 30 years, gold has more than doubled every 5 to 7 years, historically. So you basically, it's a guaranteed doubling your money. But as I said, between 5 to 7 years. Having said that, Kruger Rands have kind of, in the last 3 years, have kind of gone horizontal. When I say that, the world gold price has crashed. But what's made our gold price go up is the rand-dollar exchange rate. Our weaker rand has made our gold price go higher. So it's made our Kruger Rands.
It's worked for us.
Definitely. Mm. So Kruger Rands today are trading, if you come to Gold Capital, between 17,000 to 18,000 rand. We're paying on a Kruger Rand, depending what time of the day you're coming, depending on the gold price of the day. But generally, they've been trading 17,000 to 18,000 rand in the last 2 to 3 weeks. Funny enough, I've got a Kruger Rand story to tell you. I had a gentleman, an elderly gentleman, 82 years old, phoned us last week Friday and told us he had 50 Kruger Rands that he had kept over the period of the last 20 years. So we, you know, generally when you get those kind of calls, you're not quite sure if it's a legitimate call or not.
Sure.
You know, he came from Centurion, our Centurion branch, and our consultant went to go see him. He was in a retirement village, believe it or not. You know, him and his wife are retired.
Yeah.
And he's got these 50 Kruger Rands. He pulled it out of God knows where. I mean, somewhere in his house. He just pulled it out, 50 Kruger Rands. He told us that he had purchased them at that stage, ranging over a period of 5 years between, I think, 500 rand to 1,500 rand.
Gosh.
He got paid out over 900,000 rand.
That's amazing.
On Friday. At 82 years old, I mean, that's an amazing little retirement.
So I think I'm sure that he's been retired for a while.
Yeah, but I mean, just think about it. 82 years old, why are you keeping 50 Krugers at that age? I mean, that was just crazy for me. I would have sold it along. Yeah, so it's a great story for him, you know. So that's the whole thing with Kruger Rands. You can carry it in forever you know, it just goes up every single year by 5%, 10%. Sometimes it doesn't go up at all, but on the whole, it always goes up. So right, Kruger Rands are great.
So Run's got something very special that he's going to tell us. We've got to take traffic, and then we're going to come back, and then Run's going to tell you how you might be able to get your hands on a quarter Kruger Rand. Can we do that?
Fantastic. Thank you.
Isn't that nice? Time has gone 8:49. You're on the Morning Mayhem. My name is Kathy Kayla, and thank you so much for joining me this morning. I have in studio with me Run Looper, and he is from Gold Capital. And you know, yeah, we've been talking about investing in coins, investing in Kruger Rands, genuine Kruger Rands, not anything, you know. How does investing in, I gave the example earlier, you know, of a collectible versus something for its intrinsic value?
So we've had a lot of clients coming from Chai with their old traditional gold jewelry. And, you know, we always get that question, well, is it worth selling or is it worth keeping? And my answer is always, well, if you've got old jewelry that you generally don't wear, that you're not going to pass it down, yeah, we can value it for you. You can insure it. But at the end of the day, you know, what's the point if no one's going to inherit it or wear it? You know, so I always recommend for clients to generally sell their stuff that they're not going to wear.
Well, there's no point in holding on to it. You know, if it hasn't got a sentimental value and it's not something that you wear, perhaps it's dated, perhaps, you know,
And I'm talking about old brooches, old gold chains, old gold bracelets, diamond rings. You know, it's like I always say to them, you know, you keep it if you'd like and insure it and spend the money on the premiums for the insurance, but what's the point if you're never going to wear it? You know, rather use that money for better use.
Yeah.
So I always tell people, generally, always keep the stuff that you're going to use or pass down where someone else is going to use and enjoy it and pay the premiums on those and rather sell the rest. You know, it makes perfect sense where you take money that's sitting in your drawer, doing nothing for you, where you can use it and enjoy it. You know, we've had a lot of Chai listeners coming to see us where they've kept a lot of their stuff for over 20 to 40 years. And they took the money and they put it to good use. The one story we told you where the lady bought air tickets for their grandchildren to come visit her from the States.
That's so lovely.
That was an amazing story. You know, she got paid out over 100,000 rand and, yeah, used that money to pay for a grandchild to come visit her.
All right. So now if you have gold to sell, here's how you could even win some gold.
Yeah, so gold.
What are we going to do? You came up with an idea this morning.
So Gold Capital are rolling out for the month of October that only Chai listeners that come to see Gold Capital and sell their gold jewelry to us go into a draw every single Tuesday where we're going to pull out the name at the studio where you're going to win a quarter Kruger Rand. So if there's one person that comes from Chai or 10, you go into a draw on the studio every Tuesday morning, and you're going to possibly win a quarter Kruger Rand.
But this is for gold to sell. This is not for evaluation.
Yeah, no, this is only people that are selling their gold item to us. It can be any value. It can be 100 Rand. It can be 10,000 Rand. It can be 1 million Rand. You go into the draw every single week. The draw goes on for the month of October.
What is the minimum amount of gold that somebody has to have to sell? I'm just thinking because, you know, a quarter Kruger Rand is what, 5,000 Rand?
Yeah, its retail value is about 5,000.
Yeah.
So the minimum that you would have, your listener would have to sell to us, which would be a minimal amount, would be like 2,000 Rand.
Gosh.
So,
okay.
So, I mean, it's an awesome, awesome prize. And, you know, it's every week. So you go into the – if you come in every week, you go into the draw every week.
Very nice. Okay, so your gold that you've got to sell, the stuff that you don't want to wear, the stuff that you don't want to pass on to kids that has no sentimental value for you, you get yourself either to the Sandton office of Gold Capital or the Centurion office. If you need their contact details, it's all on their website, goldcapital.co.za. And, you know, go and sell them your gold, darn it. You could be taking home a quarter Kruger Rand.
And you can take that cash that you get back from your gold jewelry and invest it in Kruger.
Indeed.
You know, that's also great. You know, it's taking money that's lying around doing nothing, investing in Kruger Rands, and one day you can, you know, hopefully make some nice money out of it.
Oh, thank you, Ran.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much. Will you come back next week?
Definitely.
We're
going to do a draw every week for the next 4 weeks.
Fantastic. Yeah. Looking very forward to that. Listen, you have a good week.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.